Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I am super excited that you joined us today. Today we have the awesome pleasure of introducing you to Mr. Moffett Gordon. He is an inspirational speaker, and we're going to give him a second to really get here on the line with us because he was having a little bit of difficulties this morning. But I am going to give him a second to jump on with us because I know it will be a blessing for everyone that really jumps on today and listens to this show. So with that being said, let me give you a little bit of history about my radio show, the Love of Heart Movement radio show. The reason that I started this radio show is I really wanted to just spotlight individuals who show love of heart services. And what I mean by that is we are people who absolutely love what we do and we love serving others. So that's why I spotlight people on this radio show. I am a Dallas social worker and I found that so many people really dislike their jobs. So I just wanted to really spotlight people that get it right. So Mr. Gordon has joined us. Good morning. How are you?
Fine indeed. Good morning. Good morning, Ms. Jones.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm so excited that you're here. So excited about this talk that we're going to have today. Not only are we going to hit on some heart lessons and just lessons about giving from our heart, but also just about being a winner and really going forward with our goals and dreams in our life. I know you have some wonderful stories to tell. So we're going to get started with you telling us a little bit about yourself.
Well, great. Thank you so much. And first of all, thank you so much for having me on your show this morning. A little bit about myself, of course. My name is Moffett Gordon, originally from Memphis, Tennessee. And that's a great city, don't get me wrong, to be in. It's just lacked quite a bit of opportunity. So I heard about Texas, came down to Texas to visit for a while. And, I mean, it's been great. It allowed me a really good opportunity to come in and meet some great people. Yes, ma'am, networked quite a bit as well. Since then, I've wrote a few books, became a motivational and inspirational speaker, talked to individuals at the Dallas Independent School Districts, talked to children about motivating themselves and staying focused and trusting the process as well.
That is awesome. And I know that that's many times we find ourselves, we may get in a rut or whatnot, but we can really pull out of that. And I just want to, I do show notes on everything that we do here on the show. So I just wanted to kind of emphasize my first point that you made is opportunity is where you're looking. And I truly believe that you can find opportunity where a person cannot find opportunity. You know, it's all about where you're seeking it and just having your eyes and ears open and just being open to the process. Tell us a little bit about that, because let me tell you, on this show, we have some people that may be going through a storm in their life. They may be dealing with death of a loved one or divorce, or they may just be having bad financial times. Give us a little bit of background or some type of encouraging words that you can say from your life that you've seen, because we all know trouble doesn't last always. So tell us a little
bit of
background of what you can do to encourage people.
Yes, ma'am. Well, here's one thing that I've learned. I mean, because I'm not excused from anyone on the planet from having a horrible time to deal with. They say you find your opportunity where you currently lie. Meaning where you currently are, that's where your opportunity has to come from. What I mean by trusting the process in that opportunity is this, for instance. When I was leaving Ms. Jones from Memphis, Tennessee, on my way to Dallas, Texas, I had no idea what was going to happen on that trip. I just knew for a fact that me and my fiancé and children were going to Texas, period. So along that long trip, we had a flat tire. A big old 18-wheeler broke down in front of us. A tornado warning was so bad, we had to pull over and get a hotel room, you see. So we had no idea. We didn't know all that stuff was going to happen. We just knew that we were going to Texas. And we trusted the process, and guess where we are now? We're in Texas.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. So y'all encountered some stuff. Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
And that's
well,
what I was
we all
saying.
Have
you
to.
Guys encountered some stuff. Yes.
Yes, ma'am. We all have this. It's a part of the process. When a lot of people ask, I went to a seminar recently here, and the speaker asked the audience, who wants to be a millionaire? And everybody raised their hand. But then again, he turned and, oh, yeah, of course, right? Who wouldn't? But then he turned and asked, what are you willing to give for exchange of becoming a millionaire? See?
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of people have to realize when they ask for anything. Well, it's something called sacrifice. What are you willing to give in exchange for it? And along the way, life have a way of testing us just to see how strong we are. They say you don't know how strong you are until you're given the weight. And how you deal with that weight will project the process. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that's so true. And many times there's so much work, you know, wrapped up in being successful that many times people don't want the work part. They just want the success part, you know.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
They want the end result,
so
right?
Yes, yes. Yeah, the end result is always good. But many times if you saw the journey, oh, my goodness, you may not want it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, you won't want it. No, you won't.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. And they say if the process was that easy, if it was that clear and streamlined, everyone on the planet will be millionaires, if not billionaires. But now I understand, life has taught me that when they say only the strong survive, when they say the race is not given to the swift but the one that endure, when I hear those things now I understand, like, oh, man, you have to be a pretty tough cookie to make it in this world. You know, you have to be really strong to go on. Yes, ma'am.
So true. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad you said that, because tell us a little bit about your purpose. I know everybody has a purpose in life, and, you know, many times I know there's so many books that have come out about purpose and finding your life purpose. Tell us, how did you find yours, and how do you teach other people to find their life purpose?
Yes, ma'am. Well, they say, once again, where you seek for your treasure, there your heart will be also. That's a scripture somewhere in the Bible. I want to say it's in Peter. When I used to talk to people, I always had some eclectic way of explaining my story, very animated and, you know, just probably trying to lift them up and things of that sort. So that's how it's always been for me. And regardless of when someone tell me their issues, I just had a different way of looking at it. I'll say, well, I heard you tell me you got evicted at your apartment, or I heard you tell me that your car was repossessed, or you lost your job and things of that sort. But let's look at it this way. And every time I say let's look at it this way, it kind of opened up a few other ways, a few other channels to look at it. Let me use the word another perspective. It kind of opened up a totally different perspective to look at this. So it didn't dawn on me until I got a telephone call from my mother, and she was extremely upset. You know, my father recently died around that time, and when she was talking to me about that, you know, Martha, what I'm going to do with that man, you know, 26 years, and now, you know, that my better half is gone. And we spent about an hour and a half on the phone talking about all the good times that they did have, realizing that nothing in life lasts forever. Not our children, not our jobs, not ourselves. Nothing lasts forever. And when we just really captivated on the moments that they did have, it kind of loosened up the burden that she was explaining to me. And that happened multiple times with friends that would call me, constituents that would give me a phone call with some issues that they have. And I said, oh, wow, I want to do this, because it was no greater reward than someone telling me, hey, I feel so much better since we spoke. The difference between my purpose and other inspirational speakers is mainly this. When I listen to a lot of other inspirational speakers, they'll tell me I can do it. They'll tell me to go for my dream. They'll tell me that it's going to happen for me. But what they don't tell me is, in these times, and I just published a book entitled These Times, Before You Reach Your Goal, it teaches you how to handle it when it seems like there's no way out. I mean, when there's no possible way you're going to make it. I used the example in that book of the caterpillar when it turns into that butterfly. The caterpillar had no signs on its body that it would ever become a butterfly and fly one day, you know? Yes, ma'am. I go about it that way.
That's true.
Yes, ma'am.
That is so true, because when we have situations come up in our life, we don't really ever know, you know, what's going to happen next. But we've got to
have
faith that things will work out, you know.
Oh,
I know for me, many times in my life, I've seen things go good and I've seen things go bad. And, you know, you sometimes can't even plan for it, you know. But what you
can't
do is how you – yeah, definitely. What you can do is respond to it in a positive way, you know.
I think that's
one of the things that what you're sharing with us is so powerful, is just being sure that we – you know, we're up for the fight. You know, we have to get ready just like the fighters do. Life is a fight sometimes.
It is.
Things are not going to always be easy. And just on that line, tell us about a difficult time that you had to overcome and what you learned in the process. It could be business or personal, either way.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. I'll tell you a very difficult time I had. I was in an apartment. I had my little old family with me, and at the time I was a business consultant. And what I did was assisted businesses with things like TV commercials, websites, and things of that sort. Well, I've always outsourced or had someone working for me that I could say, hey, I got a website job, here you go. And that person, the business rather, would give me a deposit on their work. Well, I had this business, a pretty big client. He wanted to do an $8,000 order. Oh, man, I was dead broke. I needed that order.
Now you were excited? Yeah.
Absolutely. So he paid me his deposit. He gave me $4,000 down because I always took 50% up front and 50% once they received their work. Well, the guy gave me $4,000 and I paid the person that was outsourcing his half of the money so he can get started on the work. And, of course, me and my family paid our bills and, you know, got that old car fixed of ours. You know, we spent that little deposit. Well, the problem was when the guy was finished with the work, I sent it over to the business owner that ordered the commercial. And he just didn't like it. It was way too long. He couldn't hear some of the audio. Make a long story short, he wanted to cancel and he wanted his money back. You have no idea how I felt because I had no idea of returning this guy his money. So I could have definitely reacted to that and lost my mind and blew the whole relationship we had. However, I responded to it. And I just said, if we can just talk about what you don't like, give me the opportunity to fix what you don't like and allow us to move forward. Please let's not jaggedly, you know, end our relationship this way. Yes, ma'am. you just had to really slow down. And most times you think of issues, it's never as bad as you think it is going to be. Never. It's never as bad as you think it is. Mr. Earl Nightingale said that 92% of the problems we worry about never happen.
Never happen. Yeah.
It never happened.
I love that. Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness. That is so true. Things are never as bad. Oh, my goodness. That is a great point because I know so many people, and especially now, and I'll just be quite honest with you, and this is going to be one of your questions later that we're going to talk about, is people are in a different season right now where either they are feel like they're struggling or just very unhappy or whatnot. And I'll just tell people, you have to decide for yourself what type of life you're going to live. Yes,
that's right.
Money could be low, things could be going terrible, but you know what, as long as you wake up, you have a chance to do something else.
That's right.
You have
that's
a chance
right.
to get it right. So you just have
that's
to be
right.
so thankful for what you have, you know.
That's right.
So that's what I just share with people is just being thankful because, like you said, things are never as bad as you think.
No, not at all.
Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes, ma'am. Well, what I mean by things are never as bad as you think it is, because one thing you can say is this, you never experienced it. I want to share a story with you, if I could, Ms. Jones, that speaks about that. I want to say about 5-8 years ago, it had to be at least between there, maybe 6 or 7 or whatever, but I was in Little Rock, Arkansas, just burning some time. They have the Greyhound dog track over there. I'd never been to a dog track before. Seen it on TV a few times, but never actually been there. You know, see these dogs run around this track. So had a little money on me. You know, I was going to, of course, bid on some dogs, and I went to the ticket booth. And the guy there said, hey, you might want to get this book. I said, well, what's this book? He said, this book tell the history of the dogs that are racing. And it tell all the races they won. It tell all the races they lost. So this will help you place better bets. Mm-hmm. I said, wow, this sounds good. I got the book, and I went down and found a good seat. And this gentleman was sitting next to me, and he noticed I was flipping through my book, and he just laughed. And I asked him, what are you laughing about? You know, have you already placed your bets, or have you already laughed and lost any money? He said, no, I mean, you're so committed to this book you have in front of you. I said, well, yeah, I think it's a good investment to buy. It was only $10, and this book tells me all the dogs out there today and the races that they won and things of that sort. And he said, you know what, young man, that book only tells you what they have done. It has nothing to do with what's going to happen today. And I ignored him. I placed my bets according to the book, and I bet all my money on the fastest dog that have won most of the races in this book. And when that gate left open, that dog ran out and turned around the other way, and they had to forfeit the race because of that. See, I mean, it didn't happen the way I assumed it would happen. Every experience in life is a brand new experience. It never happened before. Yeah. Even if you did it before, people that go to work Monday through Friday, well, the next work week per se, let's talk about next week, this is the first time they ever seen that week. You see, so it's a totally different opportunity now. It's more than enough time to work on some things or do some things totally different. Also, I found out that when you change yourself, things will change for you. So the way you've handled your issues all this time, the way you have perceived things all this time, if you change your perception, if you handle these things differently, the outcome will be differently. That's just simple as said.
Yeah, that is so true. I love that. Change your perception and the outcome will be different. That is wonderful. I'm putting all of this in the show notes, you guys, because it's so important that you learn from people and really learn about their life and how they've managed to overcome things and become successful in their own right. So I just love that. So I needed to find out from you, how do you encourage people to take the journey? I'm going to skip around with questions a little bit, but this question is going to be about entrepreneurship. I know there are two different types of people that contact me. There are the people who are so excited and get ready to start their business. They are just, they're excited. And then there are the people that are in business that are struggling. And they're like, do I continue? Do I, go get a job? What do I do? So can you give us some advice for both of those class of people, So just whatever you would say to both of them.
Now, here's the thing, and I'm so glad you asked me that. Here's something that I figured out from watching people and also listening to other people. First and foremost, for that entrepreneur, whatever business that he's in, it's more than likely someone out there doing that business or, someone engaged in a particular area that he's in. I would really focus on and learn how did on earth that they get as successful as they are, and I pay close attention to that. Here else is something that I learned. I have mostly in my life worked commission jobs, and here's why. And this is all explaining the question that you asked. Let's say if you went to work and worked an eight-hour job, well, most days when we want that overtime, we work 8 to 10 hours, maybe even 8 to 12 hours. And we're there, we're diligently, we really work in our job there. Let's just say we have a 9 to 5. Now, let's put that in terms of an entrepreneur. And this is a guy that has a product or a service that he's trying to sell. Well, did you know if you were out there working 8 to 12 hours a day, running into that many people a day, 10 to 15 people a day, in 10 days you talk to 150 people, there's no way possible that you can sell one of them. That's impossible because your odds are with you. The odds are in your favor. So it's impossible. When I talk to entrepreneurs all the time, I ask them, well, how do you run your business? They say, well, I run my business in the morning and I work at night. I said, well, what time do you wake up in the morning once you work at night? He said, well, sometime once I rest up pretty good, I probably get out there and start going around 10 or 12 o'clock. I said, you said 10 or 12 o'clock. Which one? Mm-hmm. He said, well, like I said, some days it's 10 and some days it's 12. I said, what time do you go in at your night job? He said, 11 to 7. I said, you don't start at 11 or 1? It's always at 11? He said, yeah. I said, so why you don't do your business like that? Why you don't go in at the same time every day? Why don't you work the, you know, why don't you put all that you have in your business every day? It's impossible for that not to happen. If you did anything, Ms. Jones, for 8 to 10 hours a day, you would get the results.
Yeah.
If you worked out, you know, every day. Oh, my God. Anything you put that many hours into, you will see the results. The job is just the illusion. Now, don't get me wrong now. It's some individuals that I guess they get a job to secure income, or it's not the matter if they are going to get paid or not. It's just the time that they're going to get paid. And with that being said, you know, I know some individuals that has just fought tooth and nail, and they gave their business everything they had. They just said to themselves, I am going to deliver this product, or I am going to deliver this service. And when they better themselves, they practice on their sales pitch, and they also allow their customers to purchase from them. Don't sell your customer. Let your customer buy. And that's my take on that. I just think if you put everything you have, they say if you have your business, you know, meaning put, you know, what you have left over into your business is going to give you what it has left over as well. So you can't do it like that. You know, your business is a marriage, and you have to be committed and give that, you know, give it everything that you have. And in turn, it'll give you everything that it has.
Oh, wow. That is something. Mm-hmm. That is some truth right there. And that was so powerful. Because you just said something that made me realize something. Most people that are ready to give up haven't spent the last, I'd say, 6 months giving their business 8 to 10 hours
exactly.
a day. Because like
exactly.
you said, if you do, you're going to see some type of result. You have so motivated me just to go to the next level because I never thought about it like that. You said you can't tell if you're giving it 8 to 10 hours a day. So that makes so much sense. So
there's
why don't
too many
we
people.
Do better, you know?
Right.
Definitely.
Right.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, fear. Oh, I'm sorry, Andy. Fear. Oh, man, I had no idea how powerful that fear was. I'm not going to claim it or accept it, but I had no idea how powerful that fear will put an impact on a person. And you know what fear has the tendency to do? It'll put that ideal in your head of what could happen. See, fear don't give you any possibilities. It always just gives you the worst outcome ever. Oh, my God, Ms. Jones, if this radio station don't work out, what are you going to do? Fear talks to you like that. It would never tell you, oh, just think, Ms. Jones, this radio station will take you to a platform, a height that we've never been at before. Fear would never talk to you like that. See?
Oh, that's the thing.
True. Oh, yeah. Fear would keep you in the house. Fear would keep you nervous. Fear would keep you biting your nails, working jobs that you don't want to even go to. That's what fear would do. Now, there's some people out there that use jobs to finance their business. They use jobs to buy flyers. They use jobs to buy business cards, websites. They use jobs to pay for those things. Oh, and that's totally understandable. But don't allow me to say this is very important. Let's just say that some people say, well, hey, man, I have to pay my bills, so I need these jobs and things of that sort. Okay, let's think of a horrible job. I'm not too fond of rodents or insects, so I can never work at, like, Terminix. I can do that. But let's just say, for instance, that was the only job hiring. They paid good money, and they were willing to give me the job right now. Okay, if this was my last step, if I'm going to be a Terminix guy for 5 or 10 years, then yes, you're looking at a depressed person. Oh, my God, you're looking at a pretty bad guy. I mean, my life will only be so well because the quality of my life is not the best. However, let's just say if I told myself, you know what, I'm going to work this job for 6 months to a year. Like, this job is a part of my plan. See, I'm going to work this and put up oh, God, half of what I make and this is what I will have to invest into my business to go further, then if you look at it that way, it's not that bad at all because it's part of the plan. That's not your resting spot. Yeah. That's not where you bust in. You know, you're going to go on from that. That job was just a part of it. And even when you read the contract or when you're going to get employment, they would tell you this is an at-will facility, meaning that if we believe that we're at the end of our assignment with you, we'll let you go. Well, you have that same right to tell that job this is an at-will agreement, meaning once I got the money I need to get to finance my business, I got to let you go. So it works both ways. No big deal. Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
you don't have to stay there for 5 to 10.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. That is so good because you said some things that really we are the designer and really we handle our own fate. Yes, God is definitely in control. He is leading and guiding us and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is he gives us free will of choice. So
That's right.
On us to say, hey, you know, I need to do something different. And I tell people, even if you see that somebody is bringing you down and really not allowing you to, you know, really just pumping you up and just really being a supporter for you, many times you need to leave that relationship in terms of if it's a friend or whatever, you know, because everybody knows that in order to go ahead, you've got to stay motivated. You've got to keep going.
Oh,
so
yeah.
This is some true advice that you've given us. So that has been wonderful. Well, I wanted to turn the tables and ask you, how do you stay motivated to keep going?
Oh, wow. Well, when I realize that I'm woke, when I realize that the good Lord gave me another tomorrow, that's my motivation.
Yes.
I say, oh, man, thank God I made it
thank
on, you know.
Yes.
Hey, right.
Yes.
So that's motivation
so
in itself. The biggest motivation to me, Ms. Jones, is not knowing what the next day will bring. You know, people, just think about that. Do you realize, let's talk in a positive sense, anything can happen, see? And with that being said, if you talked about that positive, just look at the millionaires in the world. That didn't happen in a week.
Uh-huh.
It happened one day. One day it developed for them. You know, it wasn't a long, but just one day that happened for them. That day for everybody could be tomorrow. That day could be later on today. You see, the human doesn't live in hours or seconds or days. We don't live for hours. We live in moments because they say one moment you're here, the next moment you're gone. There's not really one day you're here. You know, no one can really say that they're going to see the end of today. But, you know, instance, this moment – I'm doing a radio interview with one of the hottest DJs in Dallas, Texas. This moment I am. Well, the next moment, I'm going to be in front of a computer if God sees fit. The next moment, I'm going to get a little bite of lunch. The next moment, I'm going to advertise my business and my book. So we live in moments. I can't tell you what's going to happen tomorrow. Now, in the words of Malcolm X, he said that tomorrow belongs to the people that prepare for it today. So there's nothing wrong with having a proper plan for it, just in case you do get there. But in the event that you don't, hey, you know, that supersedes a plan beyond yours. So, that's where rolling with the punches came from. Just go on. You know, stay focused.
Yeah.
And just think about this. If you think about the alternative, I want to give you a snippet on the alternative. Okay, the one thing that we're dealing with is to keep going, to keep moving, to stay motivated, to get there, to make it. That's one stream of things. Well, what's the alternative of that? Giving up, laying down, poverty stricken.
Yeah.
That's the opposite of not making it. That's the opposite of not trying. Yes, ma'am. Just think about the consequences if you didn't try. Think about the consequences if you didn't give it your all. It's consequences behind that. Oh, my God, begging and borrowing, staying over my dear house, sleeping on that old lumpy couch. Those are the consequences for not giving things your all, you know?
That's so true.
Right? So, no, if you think it's bad for you now, stop trying and see how bad it gets.
Ooh, and see what happens. Yeah.
Oh, man. You don't want that bill. You don't want that bill in the mail.
so true, because there are
absolutely
so many people that are going through that right now because they just didn't try. Definitely. They just didn't give it a chance, you know.
Exactly.
So I just really, oh, my goodness, I appreciate that so much and appreciate you just really sharing this information with us today. We wanted to find out some more information about your books. I have your website down here, but can
Great.
They find out more information about your books on your website, or tell us a little bit about your books?
Absolutely. The book that I have right now is entitled These Times Before You Reach Your Goal. They can definitely go to MoffettGordon.com. That's M-O-F-F, like Frank Frank, A-T-T, like Tom Tom, Gordon. Gordon is spelled G-O-R-D-O-N. So MoffettGordon.com, they can actually go there and pre-order the book. That book is available December the 26th, the day after Christmas. However, it can be pre-ordered now on Amazon.com. Right now, that book is $19.95. It has 10 chapters in it, about 204 pages. And I advise everybody to read that book probably 15 pages a morning, no, 10 pages a morning, things of that sort.
Really?
The reason why that book is designed, yes, ma'am, to be read like that, because that's how we take uh-huh. everything. You can't eat the elephant. Even in the sales industry, they ask, how do you eat an elephant? And the elephant is symbolized as a big problem or a big issue.
Yeah.
How do you eat that thing? And the answer is one bite at a time. So that's how that book should be ingested, just a little bit of it at a time. And that book has inspired me. It's pretty much life stories of triumphs and troubles that I've encountered. And it don't tell you that everything is going to be okay. It don't tell you that. It prep you for what someone would perceive as a dark time. It teach you how to dance in the rain. It teach you how to, you know, take a lick and keep on ticking. It teach you that. And that's what I want to share. My mother, my role model, she had went through more than a little bit. And for her to still laugh and talk, you wonder, how on earth are you still happy after all the things you've been through?
Yeah.
So I took those things and used them in my own life and compromised the book out of them. My Uncle Woods, God rest his soul at this moment, but I was going to college one time, and I had a wife at the time, an earlier part of my life, and I was living with him
yeah.
because me and my wife, we lost our apartment and things of that sort. And he mm-hmm. seen me going out to college and asked me, where are you going? I said, to school. He said, why? I said, well, I have to. He said, well, what money are you bringing in? I said, well, nothing right now. Well, hey, I would love to talk to you, but I got to go to school. He said, no, wait a minute. What are you doing now? I understand where you're trying to get to, but what are you doing, like, now? What about these times? Not when you
yeah.
reach your goal, but before you reach your goal, what are you going to
yeah.
do? Oh,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
So,
I love that.
The book was inspired from those times, the things I used and utilized
yeah.
to help me. And, you know, when you think it's really bad, it's really not. Just calm down and take care of that moment. They say that when you get into your automobile, regardless if it's a Bentley or a Corolla, the headlights on the automobile only project about 2 feet in front of the car. But truck drivers drive over the states at night with that limited vision, trusting that they will get there. See? So that's all you need to see. You don't need to know the whole story. Just deal with the moment that we're in right now, with the perception and the mindset in our head that where we're going. So I tell everybody to pack for where you're going, not where you're not. If I could say this also, Ms. Jones, I had a good friend of mine that was going through some bad times, and she said that she's going to move back home with her mother, and it'd be a lot better then. I said, well, great. So it was going to be about 2 weeks before she went there. So every other day I get a text message or a phone call about what she's going through, and oh, my God. I said, well, I thought you was going out there with your mother. And she said, I am,
yeah.
but right now it's just blah. I said, no. If it was warm in Hawaii, which it is, and if it was cold
mm-hmm.
in Chicago, and if you were going to Hawaii, what would you pack? You won't pack your coat. You won't pack your scarf.
Yeah.
You won't pack your suitcase according to where you are. You would pack your shorts
yeah.
and a beach towel and T-shirts because of where you're going. So stop preparing yourself for where you are and start to prepare yourself for where you are to go.
So
that helped me out big time.
Ooh.
Yes, ma'am.
That is so true. That is so true. And I think so many people spend so much time just really wallowing in what's going on and what's happening right now.
Ma'am.
But like you said, we've got to be able to go forward and know okay, this is where I'm going. Don't worry about what has happened
ma'am.
In the past, you know. Hey, but this is where I'm going. So it is just, so true. And I mean, times, like you said, these times, things have never been really better for us in terms of opportunity, but it's on us to wake up, get up, and go after the opportunity.
Absolutely.
If I definitely had anything to say. Now, we're about to close. Do you want to have any remaining remarks or anything?
Absolutely. Well, first and foremost, I got to thank you for having me on your show, and I encourage everybody
You're
to
welcome.
Go check out my website, MoffettGordon.com.
Yes.
Pre-order the book. It's a great book. Like me on Facebook. I'm very personable. I don't have a bunch of managers that you got to get through to talk to me. If you have any questions, I'd love to get my advice and pointers on it and enjoy the rest of the moment. I can't say the rest of the day, but enjoy the rest of the moment.
Definitely. That is awesome. And I am so glad that our paths connected and crossed and whatnot, because, like I said, you have been a blessing so far, definitely, in my life. And I look forward to everything that you have coming up. I know you said you might have some various workshops, and tell us about that.
Yes, ma'am. Well, as of right now, myself and Toastmasters International is working on putting a Inspiration for Entrepreneurs event together, and we have it scheduled for sometime in November. Also, I teach a curriculum, Learning Not to Sell, Letting Your Customers Buy, and a lot of sales organizations have contacted me to train their salespeople to do so, and I also train businesses and entrepreneurs as well who will have a great product but just can't realize why they can't sell it. Well, that's probably why they can't sell it, because they're trying to sell it. The best thing to do is inform the customer on your product and allow them the respect and opportunity to buy it. Stop trying to sell them. Let that customer buy. They will feel more in control. They'll feel more accomplished that they made the decision to buy it and it wasn't sold to them. So I teach that curriculum, really great curriculum, yes, ma'am. So, and I also carry workshops on that, yes, ma'am, 3-day workshops for it.
That is amazing. Mm-hmm. And I am so excited just about everything and how we can promote via social media and just all of that, because, you guys, we're in a good time right now. We really are, and we just have to take advantage of what we have. So I just encourage you to connect with Mr. Gordon, find out everything that he's got going on. If you have a chance to hear him speak, you will be blessed, because he is a powerful speaker here in the area. And I know he's open to accepting various, assignments, speaking assignments everywhere. So you guys, if y'all have anything, please encourage you to get in touch with him. That has been great, wonderful interview, wonderful information, and I am so excited that we've connected. And I just pray we have a long relationship and just be able to support one another here in the city, and just everything that our hands touch will turn to gold. So I am so excited that we met. All
yes,
right,
ma'am,
you
indeed.
Have a wonderful day. Okay.
Do the same.
Right,
thank you so much, Ms. Jones.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.